Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God. Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God.
Is our God.
Yes, He is.
God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our
faithful
God.
Is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
I'm reaping the harvest. God promised me.
Hey, that's what the devil stole from me.
Amen. You have tuned in to Second Chance Ministries, and I am Reverend Damian Young, and I'm glad that we have you online today. Well, we will go into the Word of God to encourage ourselves to be what God has us to be and to live a righteous life.
First, before we get started, let us say a quick prayer. Father, we thank you right now for the time that we have, avenues that you have opened for us to be able to reach other people. We thank you evermore that you are able to be able to be a positive force in the lives of people. Also, we thank you for being able to reach out to those that we can do that in freedom that some don't necessarily have. Father, we thank you for everybody that has tuned in and even be trying to tune in and maybe not get in like they want to. We thank God for them as well. I'll give you in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Well, first of all, let me tell you exactly what Second Chance Ministries is.
And his vision was to have a service and we would eat fellowship afterwards. What he actually done was he would get food and he would have the service in my mom's garage and we'd have the service. Yeah, you know, praise and worship. Then after praise and worship, we would have a sermon, and it would just be an hour. Then we'd go in and fellowship and eat and enjoy each other. And people were throwing around names and whatnot. And I was going to say, you know, Second Chance Ministries, because what we were saying was, hey, what we're going to do is what we're going to not be a like everyone else, where we want to be for the disenfranchised people, some that felt a certain type of way about entering into the church atmosphere where so much stipulations in it, where, you know, some people may feel a certain way about having to dress a certain way. Not that we're discounting dressing, because if you have, you should bring yourself, you should present yourself that living sacrifice in church, and you should wear if you have the ability, but some don't. And some, they feel a certain type of way because the stipulation is so heavy in churches now that people, you know, if you don't dress a certain way, they feel like they're looked at, even if they're not. So disenfranchised as far as that, and older people that you know, for lack of a better way to put it, you know, may have to go to the restroom back and forth, and where in church, you know, may not feel like they need to get up when the preacher's preaching. Well, a second chance, you need to go. So Second Chance open, and we really love God. So that's what Second Chance Ministries is. I was hoping that I could get him on. I'm not sure if he's on or not. I don't see any callers or anything. But let me give you the number just in case. It's 929-477-1982 if you don't see it on your screen. The caller number is 929-477-1982. And what we'll do is we'll briefly go into the Word of God, basically, and we'll have something for today, and I have something for you today that we'll go through. But we also leave room to always operate in the Spirit so that if we have somebody that needs prayer, you know, we'll take call-ins for that, and hopefully you can see the chat screen. I'm not sure how you know it totally works yet, but hopefully you can see the chat screen. If you can see the chat screen, then you can type in you know your request, or if you have any. And if you have any requests, then we will definitely stop and do that, because hey, that's how Second Chance Ministries work. So with that, what I'm going to do is what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go into the scripture, and we're going to go into what we have, what I have for you today. That way we can go ahead and get into it. And if I get any callers or whatnot, we probably can stop or do what we need to do, so that we can. Because I really hope that I can get my phone today, so that he will be able to tell you more about Second Chance. His thoughts on stuff, because he's very implemental and even what I do. He's a great guy, and I had a conversation with him that I really needed not too long ago that really set me on course. Looks like I got it. Let's see. One sec. Let's see if we can get him on. Hello, I see. I believe you're online.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, there we go. We got him. Yes. And this here is
hello?
My uncle here. And his name is David. So, I'm just gonna give you a chance to speak and tell them even more about what we call Second Chance Ministries, if you would, right quick.
All right. What Second Chance Ministries is a opportunity to and a ministry that reaches out to the community for people who may not normally have the opportunity to go to church. Go to morning services, or for whatever reason, the senior members who just don't feel comfortable for whatever reason in a regular service, we give them the opportunity to come in and fellowship, because the Bible said you should not forsake the assembly of the righteous. So we just want to reach out and give them the opportunity. And as we broaden our basis, we're going to be reaching out to some of the young people who, again, for whatever reason, not receiving the word in the normal church settings.
And there you have it. And once again, we really appreciate everything that he has done. From like I say, it was initially his vision, and I know that he takes no credit, because he'll be like, it's all God, and we know that, and it's God working through him, and we really appreciate that. And even speaking on what he was saying, we plan on doing even the same type of service that we do. At one of the local apartment complexes in my hometown, and we're also willing to do it in other places. And like you said, once we start broadening out bases, then we will open up to that, because God says that we should go and not just go to what's around you, but to extend the word, to reach out as far as you can. Don't just extend the word to where it's available around you, but when he opens up avenues, extend further and further, because as Second Chance Ministries, we will tell you everybody needs Jesus. So not just us. If we just got Jesus ourselves and held on to him, what good is that? So we want to extend Jesus to everybody. And once again, I'm glad that you were able to get on. You can stay online if you want to Mitzvah. But if you don't, you can go off, and then you can hang up, and we're gonna go into the study. But I'd like to keep you on for your interjections as far as what we're talking about. And today we're gonna be talking about taking off the old self and putting on the new self.
All right, I'm here with you.
Okay, so we're gonna go into it. Ephesians speaks to us. Ephesians 4, 24. I'm sorry. Ephesians 4, 20. Let's see where we'll start at. Ephesians 4, 17. I'll read the whole thing so we can understand what Paul is saying here. And we start here, and it says,
Now this I say, and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do. In the futility of their mind, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them. Due to their hardness of heart, they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But this is not the way you learn Christ. Paul is saying that this ain't what you've been taught. Assuming that you have heard about him, and that was kind of like a certain type of way Paul's like, look, I'm assuming it, but you have heard. He knew that they had heard because he had sent it by himself. Were taught in him as truth in Jesus. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, the old way you used to, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now,
can you make sure that let me make sure my sound check is good? Can you hear me good? Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, because I had somebody tell me they couldn't hear me. Okay, so we're talking about taking off the old self and putting on the new self. So it's quite simple what Paul is saying. He's saying, look, the old way you used to act, you know, in the flesh, that's not once you receive Christ, that's not the way you should be carrying yourself. And Paul goes on. I mean, he has scriptures. I'm reminded of Romans 12:2 that says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, because it's a lot about how you think. And that's why I know that Joyce Meyer spoke about the battlefield is on the mind, is that that's the only place that the enemy on the earth can get to you, because he's whispering those things in your ears and telling you that you're not what God says you are. Because once you realize what God says you are, then you will live the life of righteousness. The problem comes in when we don't accept what God says we are. So I've heard people say, well, a saved person. I've heard saved people say this. Well, I'm a sinner. You know, well, no, you're not. Well, that come out your mouth wrong. You're not a sinner. You're saved by faith through grace. So you're not a sinner anymore. You are a saved person that does sin, but you're not a sinner. So if you think of yourself as a sinner, then 9 times out of 10, your mind is going to gear you to work that way, and you're not going to feel as repentive, I would say, in your actions. You'll easily throw off things. Well, it's not that bad. It's not that, you know, whereas a person that's saved takes every action that they do against God serious. They take it serious. So people can easily become transformed, conformed to the world by just pushing stuff off. Oh, well, it's not that bad. Or, you know, somebody, a child steals something. Oh, it's just a sucker. It's not that much, you know. But then that's a way of conforming, you know. Starts off as a sucker. But, you know, when he's 16 years old stealing cars, you know, we say, oh, well, look how bad he is. But that's a part of conforming. And that's how easy it is to start conforming to the world. Once you accept the smaller things, the heavier things come. But we also know that it doesn't matter if it's small or big, that all the sins are the same. So to even conform in the littlest amount is conforming on the large amount. And that's what he's telling us here. He says, Paul is telling these people. Now, he's not talking to people that aren't saved. You know, he's talking to people that know Christ. You know, he's telling them, hey, you know, y'all can't act like the Gentiles do. You know, the Gentiles is pretty much, you know, cutting themselves off, you know, from God, and they're doing how they want to do. You know, you can't do like they're doing. And that's the problem sometimes I see with a lot of us, is that we want to be so connected to the world. Or even sometimes some do it by accident, I guess, you know, that some want to do in ministry, that they want to be able to connect with the world so much that they conform in a sense so that they can reach the world. But I can tell you that you don't have to do that. If you are walking in Christ and once you find favor with God, he'll work it so that you'll find favor in man. I can tell you this, that even when you find favor with God, even the people that don't like you can't not like you, right? You know, you know they may say, well, that joker get on my nerves, but he's all right. You know, they can't, you know. So once you, when you're walking in that, let me go into the fruits of the Spirit, and let me talk about that, what it says. The fruit of the Spirit says, talking about Galatians 5, 22, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Well, it starts off with love. We know that love covers a multitude of sin. And if we read 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, we realize, you know, love starts at home and how powerful love is. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And then he ends it off and says, against such things there is no law. You know, so you can't even dislike a person or charge a person with anything that have the fruit of the Spirit, that have somebody that has the Holy Spirit within them, because you can't. Anybody, Brother Soul, you got anything to interject? We must step away for a second. But we'll continue to go into this, and like I say, Paul is reminding them that you know, you have to take off that old self. You know, in verse 22, he says to put off your old self, which belonged to your former manner of life. And all of us have a former manner of life, you know, that have accepted Christ. All of us do, and we know that the works of the flesh, which is also described in Galatians, is this: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. So all of those things and things like it, you know, and that's. One of the things, like, you know, a lot of you say, well, you know, the first one's on there is adultery. You know, a lot of us say, well, I missed with that. But, you know, the second one comes about and it says fornication. Well, you know, got me. So, you know, all of us have a formal way of acting. And I'm talking about, he's not talking about one instance here now. He's talking about living a lifestyle of it. And many of us, well, not many of us, but many people do live a lifestyle of adultery. Live a lifestyle of fornication. You know, some people never get married and claim it this and that, but you can't say that you are living a righteous life and then say, well, I don't want to get married because this and that and all these reasons, because that incorporates it. You know, so all of these things. And I want to go into you and tell you what lasciviousness actually is defined as what I looked it up. And it says that lasciviousness could even be defined down to the lowest of a somebody dressing a certain way to induce impure or lustful thoughts from somebody else. So women, you know, when you got it going on and you wearing stuff and you just really want to show it, and you wearing these V-neck things that's showing all yourself, or these short skirts, that's lasciviousness. So Christian women, you know, I'm not saying that you walk around with a wrap all around you, but, you know, those things of, you know, you're inducing those lustful thoughts. Now, that doesn't release a man from it either, because he can dress certain ways too. And you know, his thoughts and minds have to be under control as well. But I just thought that was real interesting. But he says, put off your old self, you know, and that's what we're doing. It's putting off our old self, and that's what we're talking about here. If you're just coming on, or if you just got in to the broadcast, we're talking about taking off your old self and putting on your new self. And Paul steadily reminds us of that throughout the New Testament. And verse number 23. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires. And that's what I thought about was when people say, well, the Lord knows my heart. And that's one thing, boy, I tell you that I kind of giggle at, because that should, for us, that should really frighten some of us, because on the outside, we can deceive people. We can deceive people. But if people were able to really see our hearts, many of us wouldn't have any friends. Many of us wouldn't have, people would really see, you know, some of us are deceitful. In fact, Paul says, Jeremiah says that the heart is more deceitful than above all things. Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is more deceitful above all things. And it said it is desperately sick or desperately wicked. And he says, who can understand it? You know, nobody understands why a person in their heart can have these awful things when it's so much easier to have the fruit of the Spirit, to love and to have joy, and it feels much better. Why would somebody have deceitful desires and whatnot in their heart or in their mind? We tend to, in the Christian sense, separate the heart and the mind, but we should be giving God our all, whether heart and mind, whether you put it all together and say it's the heart or the mind, but we should give it all to him, and that way we can furthermore exemplify the fruits of the Spirit, because we know what the heart does. And I mean, even Paul, like I said, Paul knew what was in his mind, and Paul was a great, great apostle. You know, all these writings that Paul does, you know that he walked closely with the Lord. And Paul says in Romans 7:18, Paul says, and I know that nothing good lives in me that is in my flesh. He says, man, ain't nothing good in my flesh. He says, but I want to do right, but I can't. And of course, he can't do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. That's what he's talking about. When you have the Holy Spirit now, the Holy Spirit undergirds any failings that you may have to help you to ward off any thing that you may, that is contrary to the will of God. So I like the way the Berean Study Bible says it. The Berean Bible Study Bible says, I know that nothing good lives in me that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. So he's saying, I cannot carry it out, and he can't, because he has to have the Holy Spirit of God within him. And once again, once you have the Spirit of God in you, you can see that old self, the old self that person used to have becomes the new self. The Bible tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. The old has gone, and the new is here. So they're not old anymore. They're not that old manner of living. The old manner of living. Understand what I say? The old manner of living, not the old manner of making a mistake. Because you'll always make mistakes. You'll always fall short. The Bible tells us that we all fall short. But the living, when you're living a lifestyle, and I kind of phrase it like this right here. When you're living a lifestyle, and especially when you're proud of it. I see so many times that people, I've seen people that are in an adulterous relationship, and you see pictures of them all around the place. You know, they're proud of that thing. Well, guess what? God is not. People do drugs, and they're proud of that thing. They'll tell everybody what they're doing. Drug here. You know, they're proud of that thing. So, and like I say, That's not good. Let me see. Is there any interjection that you have, Mr. Sowell, I'm sorry. I don't know if I was controlling that right or not, but I didn't get him. I was trying to see if I can. I don't know if I think I put him on hold or something.
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. Okay. There we go. There we go. I was gonna give you the last. We got 3 minutes. I was gonna give you the last 3 minutes to top off what we've been talking about, and then we'll say a prayer and close out.
And that we are flesh, and you know our body wants to conform to the flesh, but you know we have to make a effort, and we got to fix our minds and stay our minds on the Lord, and so we can walk in the spirits of the fruits of the Spirit again, because the flesh is always going to be with us, and we got to kill the flesh daily. But you know when we start, you know, make it when we change our thought patterns and change our thinking and change the way we act, you know, then we can start walking in the fruits of the Spirit.
That is so true. That once we truly accept Him, and I say truly, not to discount anybody that hasn't, but when I say that when we truly, because see, I was at a position one time where I believe I thought that I had truly accepted Christ and really hadn't, because nothing changed. And see, that's when, you know, when you get to the point to where something changes and you know that something changes, you can feel that you're different. When things come up in your life, you handle it different. You think different. And that's where you're easily able to display the fruit of the Spirit. For instance, joy. Joy is something that's not brought on or taken away by what happens. For instance, the lotto is being drawn tonight. Well, I've got joy before the lotto, and I'm going to have joy after the lotto. Now, if I go buy me a ticket and win, I'm going to be happy, but I've got joy either way.
Yeah.
Because God gives us joy. So that's one thing that we have to be concerned about, is that make sure that when we take off the old self, that we take the old self off, and that we work constantly on putting the new self on. Practice, we practice everything else. Practice living right. You know, maybe you're in that place that you're in right now because God knows that you need to be there, and somebody's aggravating you every day. Well, you know what? Exemplify the fruits of the Spirit. That's where you're being helped out. That's where you're growing. But if you're doing the same thing every day and you're doing the works of the flesh, then you're not growing. Exemplify the fruit of the Spirit. We have a minute 30 seconds. One more thing. Mr. Sal, if you have, and we're going to say a prayer, and we're going to close out.
Okay, and I just want my last comment is that joy, we can get joy right in the middle of our circumstances. You know, sometimes, you know, when God will come in and give us a peace of mind, even though the bills may still be there, that doesn't mean that, you know, we're relieved from that situation. But we have joy within that situation. We understand that God has all control of that situation, and we don't worry about the situation. That's the joy. That's the peace that God can give you.
And we appreciate you once again for coming on. I really appreciate you coming on. You are one of great voices that's in my head, and that I know that's all through God that helps me be strong and strengthened. So let us say a quick prayer. Father God, we just thank you right now for once again the avenue that has been opened up to spread your word, and we thank you for it. And we really appreciate, once again, like I said, the avenue that you've allowed us to be able to speak to other people. And we pray that those that heard today's message will take off their old self and put on their new self, and that they will exemplify the fruits of the Spirit in everything they do. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
All I need.
Yeah.
The touch from you.
Okay. That.
No one else.
I'm gonna call you.